He got up. He got up. He got up and declared, I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Somebody said, what kind of power you think he got up with? He got up with power, praise God, to bring back that child that's running away. He got up with some power to bring back that person who has gone astray. He got up with power to raise the dead. Somebody said, I've never seen a man raised from the dead. I got to tell you, I was once dead. I was dead in my sin, but praise God, because he went on to Jerusalem, he made me, he got up with enough power to raise me up. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. As I look around this church this morning, I wasn't the only one that he got up. He got up.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for everything that has gone on thus far. And now we just ask that you would grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We again thank God for each of you on this third Sunday in the month of, well, we're in April. Amen. The month's been moving so fast, I forgot where I was. Amen. As we get ready to observe the Lord's Supper, thank God again for our little candidate. They're supposed to throw away those old boots, but they must thought I need a little baptizing this morning too. So I got a little wet, but that's all right. But make sure they get thrown away this time, so I won't get in those same ones again. Amen. Had a little leak, slow leak. Well, so I'm in good shape today. I haven't been baptized again. And amen. All right, to all of to our minister of music and our ministers, associate ministers in their absence. Brother, this ought to be double duty today. Do I get time and a half? Amen. And to all who are present, let me just say God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Now, I would that you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. And I won't put back in your hearing again, because we need to make sure that we get the word out that this is a sacred day, that this is an important day. It's good to come out and support the brotherhood. It's good to come out and support the children. And it's good to come out and support the women. But you ought to come out and make sure you support the Lord and doing what he told us to do. Right. Because now, I'm looking, yeah, we light. We quite sort of light. Amen. I could be, I know some people are working. But I don't believe everybody working. Amen. All right, well, let's go ahead on. Verse 23 through 26, with the emphasis on verse number 26, it says, "For I received from the Lord," this is going to be simple, "that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. That this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you can proclaim the Lord's death till he come. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.'" And for a few moments, I won't talk about until he comes. Amen. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." I says, thank you. You may relax. All right. Today, as we make ready to observe the Lord's Supper, let me begin by saying that when the Lord's Supper was celebrated in the early church, according to verse 21 and verse number 22, it included a feast or fellowship meal followed by the celebration of the communion of the Lord's Supper. However, in the church at Corinth, this fellowship meal had become a time when some ate and drank excessively to the point of getting drunk, while others went hungry. For here we see that there was little sharing and caring. And this certainly didn't demonstrate the unity and love that should characterize the church, nor was it a preparation for the Lord's Supper. And so Paul condemned these actions and reminded the church of the real purpose of the Lord's Supper. Well, what does the Lord's Supper mean? Well, now the early church remembered that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper on the night of the Passover, according to Luke chapter 22 and 13 through 20. And so just as the Passover celebrated Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt, so the Lord's Supper celebrates our deliverance from sin's penalty by Christ's death. Although Christians of different denominations have different beliefs concerning what Christ meant when he said, "This is my body." Well, some believe that the bread and the wine actually become the physical blood and body of Christ, and it had the power to forgive sin. While others believe that the bread and the wine remain unchanged, but Christ is in the elements. While most Protestants believe, and especially us as Baptists, we believe that the bread and the wine symbolizes Christ's body. But despite the differences, beliefs of what the elements mean, yet all Christians generally agree that participating in the Lord's Supper is an important element in the Christian faith. Christ's presence, however we understand it, it actually strengthens us spiritually. And so eating the bread and drinking from the cup shows that we are remembering, yes, Lord, Christ's death for us and renewing our commitment to serve him. And know Jesus said in verse 25, he said, "This do in remembrance of me." Well, how do we remember Christ in the Lord's Supper? My brothers and sisters, we do so by thinking about what he did and why he did it. Further, our remembering has both a backward as well as a forward look, because we remember Christ's death, and we remember also that he's coming back again. Now, if the Lord's Supper becomes just another little ritual or pious habit, then it will lose its significance. But when we appreciate what Christ has done and anticipate what he will do when he returns, the Lord's Supper will then take on a profound sense of purpose. And that's why every believer needs to take time to prepare yourself spiritually for the Lord's Supper by gratefully recalling Christ's loving sacrifice for you. And then let the reality of the fact that your sins are forgiven motivate you to love and serve him better until he comes.